There's been, as you've heard this morning, widespread dismay in the research and development sector over significant cuts to the CSIRO. Up to 350 jobs could go across its research units as the agency focuses on areas such as climate resilience and advanced technologies. Science and Technology Australia is a body representing around 235,000 scientists and technologists. And it says that the cuts to the CSIRO are a step backwards for the country. Joining me now is the CEO of Science and Technology Australia, Ryan Wynn. Ryan, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, and thank you for having me, Sally. And it really is a sad day for science, curiosity, and the STEM professionals we represent in society. It's my heart goes out to friends, colleagues, and sorry. It's what a Christmas present.
How significant are these cuts in your view?
Look, these are devastating. Look, I deeply appreciate what Doug Hilton, the chief executive at SARI, has installed to address. Like, these are not challenges of his making. These are an ongoing underinvestment in science, and this is the future ideas. Look, we look at the amazing innovations that SARI has created over such a long period, from Wi-Fi to ultra-low gluten-free barley for beer for people who are gluten intolerant to AeroGuard and, you know, for kids. My kids love ice cream, and they helped make it amazing emulsifiers to make our soft serve ice cream better. Like, these are great ideas that are changing agriculture through to technology and are creating the industries of the future. And the opportunity lost here is astounding.
I spoke with Doug Hilton, the chief executive of the CSIRO, earlier this morning. Here's a little of what he had to say.
The sustainability challenge means that we need to save money. We need to be able to invest into the infrastructure that our people use to make sure it's safe, to make sure it's fit for purpose, to make sure they can do the science that we need as a country.
That's the head of the CSIRO, Dr. Doug Hilton. Ryan, is there sympathy to the position that the head of the CSIRO is in, or could the organisation have handled this much better?
My absolute sympathy to Doug and his team. This is not an issue of his making, and it's not like normal corporate Australia who is just trying to find more money for shareholders. This is a multi-decade issue of government underinvesting in science. As Doug said himself this morning, SARI's budget has gone up by 1.3% a year, at the same time as inflation's gone up 2.7%, and that leads to a real cut in the money they have to fund salaries, to fund the amazing vessels that go down to Antarctica, to, you know, things that are going up in cost, as we know as families. This is just the reality of what happens when government doesn't trust and back science and invest in it properly.
What does the loss of up to 350 CSIRO staff, what will that mean to Australia's research and development capability?
Look, it's hard to know until we see where those cuts are coming from. And as Doug said himself, he wants to tell the staff themselves before he tells the wider Australia. But these are real opportunities. When you look at the amazing ideas that have come out of SIRO that have led to new industries, new businesses, and so I have real fears for the jobs of the future. You know, SIRO has led the opportunities that my kids now are using, and, you know, probably half the jobs that we all have some link to an idea and an innovation that SARI created, from agriculture and how we manage our sheep through to Wi-Fi and how we connect. These are intrinsic things of our society in Australia, and we don't know what we will lose until we don't know about them. And, you know, science is not just about the here and now, it's about the future and the ideas, but equally we don't know when we need it. You know, SARI was instrumental in the success of how we managed COVID. You know, it was a terrible time, but gosh, it could have lasted a lot longer.
Are we falling behind comparable countries when it comes to science?
Oh, look, even without these SIRO cuts, across the OECD, the average gross domestic product spend of countries is 2.7%. Australia sits at 1.7%, and that's a mile behind the OECD average, let alone global leaders in R&D like the US, Singapore, Israel. You know, this is terrifying levels of investment. And what's worse is, with these SIRO cuts been announced, we have an independent review of the R&D sector that's been led by Robin Deman, the chair of Tesla, to look at how do we raise this investment. And so we're having conversations about how to raise business, society investment, R&D to create the jobs of the future at the same time as government is stalling investment in the sector. This is terrifying for Australia at a time when we know we need to move away from just digging things out of the ground. We need to create the new jobs. We need the new ideas, and they can come from Australia, and we should be backing them.
Ryan, thank you so much for being my guest this morning.
It's a pleasure, Sarah. Thank you so much.
That's Ryan Wynn there, CEO of Science and Technology Australia, which represents more than 200,000 scientists and technologists right around the country, talking about these expected job losses at the CSIRO.